Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Accessibility, or EDIA for short. It's become a standard acronym and feature of policymaking in institutions like Mount Allison University. But what EDIA means and what it accomplishes in terms of the needs of the people on the ground at those institutions is a question worth asking, according to Canadian activist and author Desmond Cole, who is speaking tonight at Mount Allison. Cole joined CHMA's morning show on Monday to talk about his work as a journalist, activist, and author on anti-racism and the struggle against state violence. We started off asking him what's in store for his talk tonight at 7 p.m. at the Crabtree Auditorium, right across from the Ralph Pickard Bell Library.
I'm really interested in the fact that a lot of universities and colleges are really adopting and putting forward this language of equity, diversity, inclusion, and in the case of Mount Allison, A for accessibility, EDIA. Some schools say EDID, and their second D is decolonization. Now, schools are using a lot of this like heavy language to talk about what they like to accomplish on campus. My concern is that when I talk to students, which I do all the time, most of them don't describe what they need for school in this language. It's actually a lot more simple than that. I mean, we know that a lot of students struggle just to get by, to pay their tuition, to have food throughout the year. Basic things. A lot of students deal with things like issues of feeling safe on campus and issues with campus security or police. These are things I hear from students all the time. But what we're getting is this really lofty language around EDIA that for me sometimes doesn't seem to be connecting with what students actually say that they need or want. And a lot of this EDIA stuff isn't really about students. It's about hiring a couple of people in, you know, administration at the school and saying, well, we're doing something because we have an EDIA person now. We hired one person. We hired two people. We are giving training to our executive team. But that's not about students. And so if we're going to be spending money and we're going to be talking about diversity and inclusion and these kinds of things, I think people should listen to what students have to say and engage in some much more, I think, basic conversations than what's happening right now. So that's what I hope to talk about.
Oh, it's so interesting. It does become, I guess, even calling it EDIA takes it from those, you know, the words equity, diversity, inclusion, accessibility. It sort of also becomes hidden as this sort of code acronym for an effort that's being made, I guess, that is not necessarily tied to a result, I guess.
No. How do you measure it? How do you describe it? And even then, like, I think the other problem I have is that people assume that everybody knows what these words mean and how to define them. And as you say, how to like measure whether you're doing something good or not. Diversity and inclusion are like these wholesome words. Like, who would be against diversity? Who would be against inclusion? Nobody. But our schools don't even keep really good statistics about like who attends the school. So how do you deal with accessibility if you don't know how many students on campus have accessibility needs, for example? And, you know, schools have been talking about these words in some cases for 30 and 40 years without even keeping really basic statistics about who's on campus. So, you know, sometimes I worry that these words and these programs are a smokescreen, and that there's like really simple, basic things you can do to help students, but that using this language and creating all of this bureaucracy is a way of avoiding actually doing some really simple, basic things that students are asking us to do. So that's what I'm going to be talking about.
That's activist and author Desmond Cole, who's in Sackville this week and speaking at Mount Allison University in the Crabtree Auditorium at 7 p.m. tonight. The event is free and will also be available online via Microsoft Teams. In light of the attention in 2021 to the blog of Mount Nelson professor Dr. Rima Azar, where she repeatedly denies that systemic racism exists in Canada, CHMA asked Cole about his work on systemic racism and what kind of response he has to those who deny that it exists.
I think the only way you can deny that systemic racism is real is if you don't know what it means, if you don't know what people are talking about when they say that. No one denies individual and interpersonal racism, which means like I walked up to somebody in the street and I called them a racial slur. We all know that that's racism. We all know it's wrong. And none of us deny that that does happen, right? But that's not what we're talking about when we talk about systemic racism. When we're talking about systemic racism, we're talking about the fact that, for example, in the city that I live in, Black people make up about 10% of the population, but we are 20 times more likely than a white person to be shot and killed by the police. That's systemic racism. A country where only a fraction of people are Indigenous, but 60% of federal prisoners in Canada in prisons are Indigenous people. Like, that's systemic racism. All of the communities in Canada that don't have clean drinking water, the vast majority of them being Indigenous communities, that's systemic racism, right? We're talking about trends that are being mostly perpetuated by our institutions and by particularly government and other large institutions, like universities, for example. So sometimes I think people don't know what we're talking about. Maybe they think that we mean that everyone is racist, or maybe they think that systemic racism means that every single racialized person experiences bad outcomes in every single place that they go to. Everyone is racist against them. That's not what it means. So I think it's really important to actually define what it means. And people spend a lot of time fighting against this. I actually remember a couple of years ago, the head of the RCMP, Brenda Luckey, was asked a question by a reporter about systemic racism. And she said, there's no systemic racism in the RCMP, which is a hilarious thing to say for many reasons. But, you know, systemic racism doesn't pick and choose which institutions it's in. It's literally everywhere. And of course, Brenda Luckey came back a few days after saying that ridiculous comment and corrected herself because everyone was laughing at her. Mm-hmm. We're past the point where you can deny that systemic racism is a problem. The issue is, how do we address it? So I try not to spend too much time fighting with people about whether or not it is real, because you just need to look around your own country and you need to listen to people who are experiencing racism so that you can understand it. In the same way that I would say that, like, you know, sexism and misogyny is not like a one workplace or one institution kind of thing. Misogyny and sexism against women and against gender nonconforming people is everywhere. And it doesn't just depend on your boss or whether or not you went to a good school or whatever the case may be, or if the company you work for has good policies. It's part of society. And people spend a lot of time kind of resisting this idea. There's no point. If you don't like it, then join together with us to destroy it. That's the point.
That's writer and activist Desmond Cole speaking on CHMA's morning show on Monday. For the full interview, check chmafm.com. Tonight, Cole takes the mic in the third installment of the President's Speaker Series that happens at the Crabtree Auditorium at 7 p.m. Cole will talk about EDIA, equity, diversity, inclusion, and accessibility, and whether policies around EDIA are making life better for students.